You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from who knows where mixed in between and on top of the music. And tonight, we are playing you the music exclusively of trios. And we started off that set with Rush, featuring one of the greatest drummers ever, Neil Peart. And that was Subdivisions from their Signals album. And then we heard from King's X, Lost in Germany, and Peter, Paul, and Mary, Puff the Magic Dragon. And, well, that song's got quite a story. It started off with a 19-year-old Cornell University student writing a poem in 1959. And then later on, as Peter Yarrow of the who was the friend of the original 19-year-old poet writing guy, Leonard Lipton, he was in the band Peter, Paul, and Mary, and he decided to turn that poem into a song, and it became very popular. Of course, about Puff the Magic Dragon, but after the song achieved that commercial success, in 1964, people started saying, you know, that song, it's not about an innocent boy and his friend Puff the Dragon, the Magic Dragon. No, it's all about drugs, yeah. That supposedly the word paper in the name of Puff's friend Jackie Paper was supposedly a reference to rolling papers. And the words by the sea, well, that was by the sea as in cocaine. And the mist, that's smoke from like that marijuana. And the land of Hanalei, well, if that's an H word, and we're talking about drugs here, that must be a code word for hashish. And dragon even, that's like dragon on a marijuana cigarette. So that, you know, there were plenty of songs about drugs in the 1960s, but you really got to stretch things for Puff the Magic Dragon to be about that, especially since we do have the history with the original 1959 poem by Leonard Lipton. So now you know the rest of the story. And then we followed that with Mountain and Mississippi Queen, played on a Les Paul Jr. guitar, the favorite of Leslie West, with a P90 single coil Gibson pickup for all you electric guitar aficionados out there. And then we also heard from the Crash Kings, Mountain Man, right after Mountain. And then Green Day finished us off with Walking Contradiction. And, of course, the bad words got smashed out of that with My Sonic Hammer of the Gods. Yeah, in the late 90s, I remember running to my job working for Lotus and IBM along the Charles River. And I had a cassette player that I listened to music on then, and that Green Day album Insomniac really got me pumped up going in there. And then backing me up right now is our featured ambient trio of the evening, the Cambridge band, the Ray Corvair Trio. And this is called Crazy Doings. If you're living around the Medford Somerville campus of Tufts, like I do, or in some other select places, if you're underneath one of Massport's highways in the skies, those four never changing really routes that in 2014 the FAA decided they were going to concentrate planes coming out of Logan Airport on. Well, then you know what a horror it's been the last week. Yeah, if you're tired of all the airplane noise, you can complain by calling the Massport Noise Complaint Line at 617-561-3333. I'll repeat it again at the end of the PSA in case you didn't have your pencil ready. And then the other place, if you want to do this online, go to bostonwestfairskies.org and click on the noise complaints link. Yeah, if you're sick and tired of all the airplane noise, please help stop this abuse. At times, hundreds of planes a day fly over the same neighborhoods, the same schools and playgrounds and homes. Sometimes for hours and hours and hours. A new one every 60 to 90 seconds. So join bostonwestfairskies.org today. And as I promised, that Massport noise complaint line, yeah, it's at 617-561-3333. If you're upset, go ahead and complain. It's been a public service message from people who are upset about the constant, loud, obnoxious, stress-inducing, air-polluting, sleep-depriving, high-pressure-causing, animal-distressing noise. Thanks to Massport and the FAA and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party continuing. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from the Bee Gees, a trio, but not one that performed every instrument themselves, so a little exception in my general rule of a trio this evening. But much as I have hated to admit it, in the 1970s, they did come up with some pretty cool music. So we'll be hearing from them, also Sublime, The Jam, The Police, and Danko Jones in this next set. But we're going to start things off with a trio whose frontman tragically died of a heroin overdose. And, well, you know, there's a couple of bands that way, but this particular one, this is Blind Melon, and three is a magic number.
Three, oh, it's the magic number. Yeah, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you get three. It's the magic number. In the past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity. In the heart and the brain and the body, you'll give you three. It's a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. And it takes three wheels to make a vehicle called the tricycle. Triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. No
pattern once more. store. I finally got all that alcohol I can't afford. With red lights flashing, time to retire. And then we turned that liquor store into a structure fire. Next stop we hit it was the music shop. It only took one book to make that window drop. Finally we got our own PA. Where do you think I got this guitar that you're hearing today? Hey!
Let it burn. seem to avenge myself upon you, Admiral. I deprive your ship of power, and when I swing around, I mean to deprive you of your life.
You consider me the young apprentice, caught between the Scylla and Charybdis, hypnotized by you if I should linger, staring at the ring around your finger.
Which is messy, unsanitary, and based on living next to you for 3 years, involves loud and unnecessary appeals to a deity.
Oh, God.
Yes, exactly.
You're disgusting, but I love you.
Well, my disgustingness is my best feature.
What's up? I'm Beyonce.
Hey, hey, I'm Kelly.
Hello, I'm Michelle.
And we're Destiny's Child.
And we're just reminding you that friends don't let friends drive drunk. Be safe. God bless.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. And this evening, we are bringing you the power of three as a theme. Songs all by power trios. And we started off the set with Blind Melon. And three is a magic number, as it has been throughout our show this evening. And then the Bee Gees followed that with Jive Talkin'. Sublime, April 29th, 1992. And we also heard from The Jam, But I'm Different Now, The Police, a song from their Synchronicity album, Wrapped Around Your Finger. And Danko Jones finished us off with Don't Fall in Love, as far as the music went in that set. And we heard Destiny's Child with a public service message about not drinking and driving, because hopefully we all know what a stupid thing that is to do. And backing me up right now is our ambient artist of the evening, or actually our ambient trio of the evening, the Cambridge-based band, the Ray Corvair Trio, and this is called The Bag. So we've got one last set for you this evening before we turn things over to Savoir Faire and Songs from the Squid Pod promptly at 10 p.m., where you'll be getting your weekly fix of 80s music. And, well, you know, we heard from, we started off the show with two Japanese bands, and let's finish off our final set with another Japanese band. And here are the three fine ladies that at any time compose Shonen Knife. Different ladies at different times, but always a power trio. Here's the original lineup. With banana chips. Yeah, we love banana chips. Well, not the kind fried in oil. The dried kind. Here at WMFO in Medford.
ecstatic.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
When you look at the indelible mark that the trio, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, made upon rock history, it's easy to overlook the fact that it all happened over a two-year period and three albums. That's it.
Sing so. If the sun refuses to shine, I don't mind. I don't mind. If the mountains fill in the sea, let it be. It ain't me. Turned out to be nice. Oh, I don't mind. Oh, I don't mind. If all the hippies cut off all their hair, oh, I don't care. Oh, I don't care.
White collar conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They'll pursue my kind of drop and dive, but I'm gonna wave my green flag. Fall mountains, just don't fall on me. Right on, Mr. Businessman. You can't dress like me.
Beans in this crazy world.
Why is it people who can't take advice always insist on giving it?
I'm standing outside waiting around without you. Trying hard to concentrate on the next.
You'd say the sweetest things right out of the blue. I wanted on the show. So, hey, later on, I'll be having sex with one of these three dirty German girls.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform Community Radio. And my time has pretty much ended. That may be the bad news. But the good news is that Savoir Faire is coming up. And you're going to get an hour's worth of excellent 1980s music. So, we started off the last set with Shonen Knife and Banana Chips. And they were singing about the kind that are fried in coconut oil, which they like. But, you know, if you read the nutritional information on a package of those, saturated fat galore. So I like the dried kind, which you can even make at home, which I do. Take your bananas, get them all brown and sweet, and then chop them up and dry them. Then we heard from the Kingston Trio, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? The Jimi Hendrix Experience, If Six Was Nine, from Axis Bold as Love. The Crash Kings with Raincoat, ZZ Top, Planet of Women, and Motorhead with Christine. Thanks so much for listening this evening. We expect to be back again next week with another sound collage for you. Meanwhile, stay tuned for Songs from the Squid Pod here on WMFO in Medford.